Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugu, and today's episode is on attraction. Welcome back. So today's episode is going to be short. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be different. I'm all about talking on different topics. I feel there's relevancy to everything on how we can improve. So one of the big things that came up the other day in my DMs was about somebody messaged me, long story short, their DM was that they basically want to surround themselves with more happy people because they aren't feeling very good at the moment and they feel as though they are surrounded by people that feel the same as them. So obviously this person has an aim and has a need when it comes to surrounding themselves with certain people. And following on from that, that was like the first message that she sent me. And then another message said that she found some people that were happier, but she wasn't really feeling any happier. And could I help? So I thought I'd do a podcast on attraction because I think it's so important to understand the fundamentals of how you absorb certain energies and how things actually work universally. This may be a bit too spiritual for a lot of people, but if you're open to it, then at least you'll be able to apply it and actually understand that you are the source. And so it doesn't really matter who you surround yourself with. If you are vibrating at a low energy, you are going to connect better, even if it makes you feel worse or doesn't change your situation with people that are at that same level as you. So naturally, you're going to gravitate toward those people. They're going to gravitate towards you. They're going to see eye to eye with you. They're going to actually really understand you. So as humans, we love, love, love to connect. We like to feel like we are thinking correctly. And even if that isn't actually a positive thing and there is no real benefit to it and you still feel shit after you see your friends when you're alone, then of course there are going to be certain things that you question in your alone time. And to be fair, I think this girl was pretty aware of herself and questioning things and trying to find, what was going on and why she wasn't feeling better. And I think that's a really good start. But I think one of the most important things is figuring out how you become the source first, because it doesn't really matter who you're around. If you don't have the level of happiness and energy to be around people that are really vibrant and full of life and, living life like with this massive swell of gratitude and things like that, you can actually find that you can actually resist that completely if you're not on that wavelength. Because I've been down in the past, and literally if someone got on their stories and was like, happy Monday and blah, 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 I'm doing this, 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 and this, and you're literally super demotivated and you just do not connect with that at all, you just completely resist it. So it's really important to understand that it's not necessarily who's around you or what's around you. It's about your intention for each and every day. And that has to come and gradually grow by yourself. You attract what you are. So even if you manage to, wing it and find a really positive partner or really positive friends, or you've got really positive family, you're not necessarily going to connect with them or become any happier just because they're super happy and you're like, oh yeah, people just say surround yourself with people that are positive, that lift you higher and things like that. But it's not the case. Like, your responsibility is to lift you higher and is then to put that energy out as well. But it has to be you as the source of that energy. Otherwise, like, it's going to be more draining for you. It's not going to be authentic to you, and it is probably going to like feel unnatural to you. So unless you really sort out what it is that's weighing you down, whether it be your own negative thoughts, whether it be that most of the people that you surround yourself or currently connect to just don't have that level of enthusiasm. So for you to have the friendships and the connections that you do have, you may need to stay down a notch. And if you're okay with that and you'd rather company, well, as I say, company, misery finds company pretty quickly, because that is how majority of people live. And it's no shade, but it really does trap you when you're in your own mind and you're questioning things and you're journaling and you're like, what the fuck is wrong? Why am I not happy? And it's not natural to be happy all the time. We're going to ride waves. We're going to have different emotions, thoughts, all that. But if you have an intention and aim and you're like, okay, I know that I need to, I need to be a certain way. I need to figure out how to be a certain way that I want to feel every day. And whatever it is that you use as your guide to get there, whether it be Buddhism, motivational videos, podcasts, it could be, YouTube videos, just people that you are inspired by, people that seem to get up every day and have this like lease for life. Those are the people that I pretty much modeled, but everyone's different on who they look up to and who they want to actually be like and how they want to feel each day. Like, all I know is that I want to feel forever young. I want to be super, 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 super happy, just grateful. And I think there's a massive shift when you find gratitude in each day. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But basically, because this podcast is mainly on like, you attract what you are, I wanted to let you know that if you're like going out into the world, like this girl was confused as to why she did start surrounding herself with people that were happy but didn't actually find any extra happiness. She was going out with, she was going out with the right intentions to try and improve herself and find people that were like really, really positive to be around. But she hadn't really done the inner work to attract that, if that makes sense. She went out needing it. And so when you go out needing something, you're coming from a place of lack. And what does the universe do to anyone that's in a place of lack or need? They're like, I need this from a person. I need that from a person. I need this, 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 this. And there's a big, long list of things that this person needs. The opposing person is just, it's just a weird universal disconnect that's going to happen straight away, because you're not contributing, you're not coming from a place of abundance, you're not there yet, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And so you can't just go from being like really, really, really down for such a long time, not really educating yourself on different things, like by yourself. Like, honestly, no one else can do this for you. You can obviously go to therapy and do cognitive behavior therapy if that's needed. But if you're really, really, really dedicated to understanding yourself and understanding stuff and truly figuring out like how you want to wake up each day, then you're going to have to take all that time alone to be able to navigate through that process yourself. Because honestly, most people are their own worst enemies, and you lose a lot of good things when your mind is counterintuitive and it's not working for you, it's working against you. It's telling you about things that are making you more fearful, more doubtful, and all your memories that are stored are there to really just put you further and further away from happiness. And it's about understanding all of those things and having to go through the process of actually stopping that pattern, because that's actually how a lot of people get into the situation where they're like, why am I always so stressed or anxious or depressed, or, you know, I just don't feel like I've got anything to live for, or they don't really know what they're doing in life, to be fair. And that is just, that's just like real normal. It's like a conditioning. We're pretty much like born into systems to like repeat history and like things like that. You know, I see a lot of people like, not that there's anything wrong with this, but just basically like, because I'm at the age that I'm at now, I don't have kids or anything like that, but, you know, I've left home and everything, so there's no way I can really repeat history with my kids at the moment, if I did have some. But there's so many people that basically just like put their kids through the exact same system as like how they live life, which is completely fine, because when you grow up in a small town, etc., you are going to repeat things like going, like putting them through the same football clubs. And it's just really interesting to see that like not even 20 years ago, that was us. And it's like, I remember that so well. And now like my friends' kids are doing like the same sorts of things. And that's basically like how you can observe when you take a step back and just look at like how humans interact and how humans behave. Basically, it's just like you just repeat history most of the time. So even if like things aren't really like necessarily like what you actually think about wanting to do or how you want to live or anything like that, people just do what they've already done in the past as kids and kind of like keep repeating cycles, because that's just like, we love familiarity. But then there's also like something inside of a lot of people that makes us feel like we're not living life for us. And I always think about things like in a worst case scenario, like if I just try this, what is the worst that can happen? Okay, it might not work out. If it doesn't work out, I can just go back and repeat the cycle, if that's actually a better option, because the cycles are always there. You know exactly what to do. You know that certain friends that haven't got much going on are going to probably be there to hang out with. Not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, breaking away from certain things sometimes is a good thing, because it gives you that space to go, am I really doing the best that I can do? And am I really living up to my full potential? How am I supposed to attract good things into my life if I'm really vibrating at such a low place? And it doesn't mean that people around you aren't doing great in their jobs, aren't great parents and stuff like that. But if they are not living up to their full potential, then, and you're not living up to your full potential, and you're on that same wavelength, then of course you're gonna get along with each other, and you're gonna talk about the same sorts of things, because there's nothing beyond that that's happening in either of your lives to engage. And so there's like still an empty hole, because every human being on this planet wants to feel fulfillment, but they don't actually know what it's like to access that, because they're scared of trying anything outside of, like, too far outside of the general systems and repeating history and continuing on with what they know is safe and what seems like it's like a good life. It's quite an easy life, but it doesn't mean that it's actually exactly what you would do if there were absolutely any option available to you with no way that you could fail and everything was super safe. Then people would take multiple different routes, but for whatever reason, because of conditioning, because of familiarity, because of connections that are easier to find, people would rather do things that seem like the right thing to do but never really think about things for themselves. So then the unhappiness kind of just lingers, if that makes sense. And it's like no one can explain it. Everyone feels it and everyone around you feels it. So you just then get all of your inner insecurities validated and you're like, yeah, everyone feels like that. That's not true. That's not true. People do get insecurities and people do feel, you know, from time to time upset and get stressed. But that's not true that everyone feels like that for a good portion of their lives. I can say that from experience, because there was a way that I did do things and I know that it was because I controlled my mindset and I vibrated at a very, very, very high frequency. And that was just because I worked on the inner stuff first and I found a way and I found guides and I stuck to them for a long period of time until it became habit and I had rewired my brain process to waking up every day and having extreme gratitude. And it isn't gratitude, guys, that you have wake up and write a list on, which I wanted to talk about. There's a massive shift between writing a few things on your gratitude list for the sake of doing it to try and make you feel better. Yes, if you're in a pretty low vibrational mood, you're probably not going to feel the feelings that I feel about what I'm grateful for right now, just at the moment. But in time, when you start changing and learning and actually becoming obsessed, you actually have to become obsessed. Like, you've got to go all in on this. Because if you don't, it's basically like a waste of your time. You're not going to apply it. You're not going to swear by it. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to live by it. If you're like, everything else comes second right now to my self-development, to me rewiring how I'm thinking, viewing, observing the past, the present, the future, everything else comes next. If I have to give up drinking for a year, that then so be it. I'm not living my whole life thinking the way that I've thought and repeating patterns that have not been helpful to me. I don't know why I don't feel gratitude every day. Well, it's probably because you're not connected and you haven't put the work in or educated yourself or been guided in a way that makes sense to you and that inspires you and that makes you want to go all in. If you can't do that, then you're only going halfway. You might as well quit now. You can't put one foot in and one foot out and live two different lives. You've got to either choose that you're going to heal your bad behaviors that are holding you back long term and giving you some happiness, but more doubt, fears, and just repeated patterns and stuff that make you feel a certain way that's not beneficial. If that keeps coming up, even when you make decisions that you think are right, then there's something wrong in the mind. And that's where you got to put your effort in. There's no point in changing every single thing or going on new holidays or buying new bags or buying a new car or changing your house or decorating. Those things are not going to make you happy. There is a single thing that you need to work on and put all your money and your time into, even if it means you can't hang out with your friends more. And that is your mindset, mind, body, soul, spirit, emotional health, mental health, and physical health, you've got to be really hyper focused on you. And when you start to do that, you go all in, gratitude will feel different. You'll actually feel freaking grateful for things because you'll be so heavily connected to yourself. And what happens when you are so grateful? You feel at ease. Like there's such a big shift that even when the world around you is falling down, there's things that you can see and feel that a lot of other people can't see and feel, or they just don't have that awareness. And you have it because you've evolved internally. Your mindset is more hyper-focused on keeping yourself happy. That is your number one priority. When you go all in on it, when you're not happy and you know how that feels and you are repelling positive people, like a key indicator of this is like, you could have the most amazing person ever in front of you with all these great qualities. There could be like physical, mental, emotional, spiritual qualities about this person that are just unbeatable and constantly evolving. And you will still have people that will find all the things that that person doesn't have and focus on those and prioritize those. And that is a big sign that somebody, that person that's judging somebody that is working really, really hard on developing themselves, they're the problem. I'm sorry, but it's not an ego thing. It's not a like, it's not. It's like, because when you separate the two of them, you're going to see basically how these people interact with other people and who they attract. And when you look at the happiness levels of who each of those people will attract as individuals, you will see very, very quickly how one will thrive and the other one will still find themselves in the same situation unless they make a change, attracting the same low vibration and going home and feeling the same emptiness they felt when they were judging the person that was evolved. So don't fall into that trap. You just put your vibration lower. You're putting someone else down. You're putting your own perspective into a place where you're focusing on people's problems and you're validating people that are a lower vibration because you connect better at that time. But when you evolve, you're going to actually look at things completely different. You're going to think, oh my goodness, like I can't stand having my energy sucked out, because that's what people that aren't evolved actually do in the end. When you start growing, it does become scary, because just a heads up, people will see you being happier, being better, and they're going to want a piece of that. They're going to think it's like, oh, if I just hang out with this person more, or I'm around this person more, they're going to give me all this energy and they're going to inspire me, and they're going to want to take all the inner work that you've been putting in. You're going to slowly want to start attracting, you're going to slowly start removing yourself a little bit from time to time and start hanging out with people and attracting people that are actually able to match that energy that you have. And that is how you keep gratitude high. That is how you keep happiness high. It kind of just like works universally. And until you really realize that, but you won't source it. It's really hard because a lot of people just don't even want to be bothered. They'd rather just like continue going as they are, read a couple of books, and then still continue on with the habits that they talk about them hating or that don't mean anything to them. And they don't really have that like overall, I think it must just be that you just don't have the overall desire, because maybe you feel so low because desire is really hard to tap into, even if you really want something and you know you need to do it. If you are really low, I would recommend forcing yourself, to be honest, because saying that you need to have desire can often be like a big barrier. So I would say, like, just from my own experience, you need to just like literally force yourself. You're not going to be motivated. A lot of you won't be motivated. But what you can use here is discipline. Teach yourself how to be disciplined, because that's always going to serve you. It's a form of self-love. So even though you don't feel like, I don't want to, there's that emergency services again. But even though you don't want to do something, but you do want to do something at the same time, but it doesn't feel like something you can do, this is where you practice discipline, and this is where you can actually feel good about it, because you know exactly why you're doing it and what kind of skill you're building in the beginning. So yeah, by starting the process of going all in and prioritizing being happy, like that has to be an aim. So you have to be like, everything comes after that right now. And until you get to a steady state, you can then add more goals, because when you're happy, goals come easier, risks don't feel like risks, you have a better sense of gratitude, and you find that things in life just actually get better. Like, the law of attraction is a real thing. And then you actually incorporate like a whole new energy where the law of assumption of things working out actually takes place. And actually, you feel like you can kind of do anything. There's no obstacle that's great enough. Like, you can take on anything when you're in a place like that's super stable, but you have to go all in. So in the initial stages, practice discipline. Once you get good at being disciplined, wow, you're going to become a very trustworthy version of yourself. But that takes time, and you have to stick to the protocol that you set yourself. I would say, like, if it's really, really hard, it's harder to let yourself down. So I know a lot of people would say start small and make it like realistic. Yes, you can tick some boxes off, but sometimes just going freaking all in is so, so good. And really trying to make yourself disciplined is really, really important as well. So I would be hyper focused on that. Even like the fact that you get a focus point now is so, so good as well, because some people just can't start anything because they just don't know what goal to start with. But if this is like something that you fail to master, then you need to understand that this is also going to build your whole attraction as an individual. There's nothing hotter than somebody that is just full of life. That's somebody that sees the bright side of life. Like, come on. Like, how hot is a person that is just like, not like aimless, but happy and not doing anything, but like somebody that has super like high levels of ambition and is really into what they do and is just happy and grateful and like sort of like just owning their life. Like, I think that is just such a cool, happy, good vibe to be around, and it's actually quite rare. So you want to become that if you want to attract that and you want to live like that forever. I just do not understand how anyone would not want to live on that vibration forever. And it does come from fulfillment. It comes from discipline. It comes from going all in. You have to do that. Like, if it hasn't worked for you the way that you've been doing it for however long you've been alive, then it's probably because you haven't really given it a full good go. And you've got to be real with yourself. Like, if you're saying, yeah, I have, but you've still been doing all the other habits that go against it, then you haven't. So be real with yourself, guys. And if you've like had a couple of life things happen, you need to understand that like that happens to everyone that has evolved as well. You're not alone in that sense. Yes, you're going to maybe fall down the ladder a couple of times in this process, but as long as you like start with discipline, you're going to actually know the things that you need to do. And even like I said before, when you start at the bottom, it's actually much easier when you fall down because you would have done it once before. So you know what to do. And then it's about applying that. And so the worse off you are, sometimes the better it is. So like the lower you are when you start this process, it's actually better, because you literally, if you feel like you're at rock bottom, I mean, can it get any worse? So no, there's no risk in going all in to be actually happy. If you fall, you've got no reason to be fearful, because if you literally feel at your worst right now and you've never felt worse, then literally like the only thing that can happen is that it's going to get better. So if you fall down again, you know what your rock bottom is. You're here, you've been there. And so how do you get over that hump? Well, put in strategies now, stick to them, get in 100%. Do not say yes to things that are going to take you off track for this. Even if it means you might be lonely, you cannot put enough work into this, because there's actually so many things that you actually have to do, that you need to become obsessed with the process, and you actually have to just be enthusiastic about getting things ticked off every day that don't make you happy in the instant, but are better for you long term, that overall give you a sense of pride, like an aim, make you dedicated to something. And you'll see what happens. You'll just one day you will just wake up and you'll be like, I am so fucking grateful. Like, I'm so proud that I spent the last 30 days of my life focused on something, and now I'm actually feeling different. And I'm not even kidding, you will feel different and you'll see a massive shift. You'll start being more connected. You'll get more into it, and habits will be formed from that. And then you'll be like, how do I make this better? You'll become obsessed. So Honestly, I hope this helped you guys understand a little bit more about you attract what you become. You attract what you are, you attract what you become. And if you're not happy with that at the moment, or you are happy with that at the moment, then that's basically as good as it's going to get. So if you want better, do better. You're the source. I hope this helped. I hope this made you feel really excited about the future, even if you are absolute rock bottom. Document how you got out of rock bottom, because you're about to climb your way right out of that. And let me know how you guys go on your process. Let me know what resources and tools you've used. I would recommend going to YouTube and finding some videos, especially on Buddhism. I would go to a Buddhist temple, find your community there. There's a lot of good people that go to these places, like people that have a better sense of the world, people that make things a bit more simple. Meditation as well is a big thing, but that just depends on the person and where you're at, etc. But yeah, let me know how you guys go, and I can't wait to hear your stories. Bye.